Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
My family, it's that time of the morning, exactly 7 o'clock. That is your time. And we want to thank the Lord as we welcome and continue to thank His presence in our midst. This morning, the leadership of Radio Pulpit sat together and agreed that it is only befitting that we give thanks to the Lord after we had gone up, might I call it Shiloh, to ask the Lord to watch over the election period in our country, and more than anything else, to be the presiding officer over the election of leaders and every other conversation that follows. And this morning we want to welcome Chairperson of Radio Pulpit, who is also Chairperson of the National Chaplains Board of Chaplains Board, and that includes the security cluster, the South African National Defence Force, South African Police Service, as well as Correctional Services, our very own Reverend Hermie Dammons. Mfundisi, good morning, and thank you again for making yourself available on an early cold Sunday morning.
Good morning, Ayanda, and a very blessed Sunday morning to our listeners as well. Always a privilege and honor to be able to talk to you all, especially, as you say, on this crisp winter's morning.
Funisi, let me first start by thanking you so much for the vision of reminding us, you know, that we have asked. It is therefore befitting that we give thanks. Let me hand over to you as, in fact, the executive host today to share your opening remarks ahead of the prayers that are coming through this hour.
Thank you, Ayanda. In this one, I'm just reminded of Jesus and the 10 lepers in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Most of us are familiar with the story where Jesus healed the 10 lepers, and Jesus appears to be somewhat annoyed by the fact that the 9 had gone away and only one had returned and to say thank you. And this is really what led me to ask for us to just stop for a moment and reflect and say thank you. Many prayer meetings were held leading up to the elections. I was blessed to also host a few and join with some. Within this chaplaincy cluster, we hosted one the second week in March, where we had a number of denominational leaders, including our security heads, come together and pray and just ask God for a peaceful election. On the 5th of May, as our guests also can attest to, we gathered at Grace Bible Church under the leadership of Bishop Musa Sono and the South African Council of Churches, which hosted us, and we again gathered to pray. And God answered us. We've had a peaceful election. I'm tempted to say we had a peaceful transition, with the majority party previously having lost that majority. And in doing so, we've transitioned peacefully from having had the majority ANC-led party to now being able to go into talks for a government of national unity. It's the first time in Africa's history that we have post-colonial government that we have experienced such a peaceful transition. And for that we are grateful, and for that we thank God that the Lord has been merciful to us, and in the midst of all of our challenges, social, political, and otherwise, in the midst of all of these challenges, the Lord has been merciful to us and has afforded us another opportunity to rebuild again. And for that we thank God, and for that we are grateful to God. And we do understand the challenges of all of the political parties, including the African National Congress and others, having to craft together a government in this coming week. But we are thankful to God for the opportunity to rebuild again. And for that we say thank you. We thank you for God's hand over our nation. We thank God for His love and mercy, and clearly God still has a plan for South Africa. And therefore, we know that God will continue to hear our prayers and continue to grant us His blessed love and mercy as we not only build a government of national unity, but that we also build a better life for all South Africans.
Mm. Sure. No, thank you so much, Mfundisi. We truly bless the Lord this morning. And I also want to give you, and we stand in agreement, I also want to give you the opportunity, Mfundisi, you know, as the executive host of this special broadcast and time of prayer, of thanksgiving, to perhaps welcome this morning our special guest who will be joining us. We've got coming through in just a few minutes, Reverend Phumla Nzimande, who's presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa. We've got Reverend Mosen Tla, who is general secretary of the Evangelical Alliance of South Africa. And we've got Archbishop Dr. Thabo Makgoba, who will be joining us, bishop of the Cape Town and Metropolitan for the Anglican Church of Southern Africa and the sitting president of the South African Council of Churches.
Indeed, it is an honor for me to be able to welcome these colleagues of ours this morning. I'm especially excited with the presence of Reverend Nzimande, the second female presiding bishop of the Methodist Church,
yes,
and also the youngest bishop of the Methodist Church, and I believe to be your bishop as well.
Indeed.
So good to have her with us. My brother and colleague, I often call him my comrade, Reverend Mosen Tla, we've come a long way. And he himself has been very involved through the Defend Our Democracy movement, which he leads also. He's been very involved with observers, being an observer and organizing observers for the elections.
Mm.
And leading up to the elections through the Defend Our Democracy campaign, they've been hard at work ensuring that we have free and fair elections. And obviously the Honorable His Grace Archbishop Thabo Makgoba as well, a long-time acquaintance of mine as well. Always good to have the Archbishop with us, who also has led with Reverend Nzimande, led some of the prayers at our SACC prayer meeting on the 5th at Grace Bible Church in Pimville, Soweto. Always good to have them with us, and I know their hearts, and I know that we share, our hearts are united in this, that we share the vision for a blessed South Africa and a better South Africa for all. And it's so good to have them all with us this morning. Thanks for organizing all of this for us, Ayanda.
No, thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you for the vision. We feel led. We feel absolutely led. Thank you for the vision, and we certainly are grateful, standing in agreement with those prayers of thanksgiving and just declarations over our country. Mfundisi, I know that you will be listening offline. We are continuing now with the program, making space and way for Reverend Phumla Nzimande, who will be joining us up next to share her heart and prayers of thanksgiving.
Thanks, Ayanda, and may the Lord continue to bless our nation as we continue to find workable solutions and work towards peace and prosperity for all of our people. Thank you so much.
Amen. My family, that is our very own chairperson of the Radio Pulpit Board. He is also chairperson of the National Chaplains Board, covering the security cluster here in South Africa, Reverend Hemi Diamonds. 9 minutes after 7, that is your time, a special broadcast, and mighty big shout out to our intercessors, Omama Nodadabom Tandazo. I know you're listening, I know you're praying along, I know you're standing in agreement, and that's exactly the heart of the church this morning. We continue as we make way for our next guest joining us right here on the line, Reverend Phumla Nzimande.
Radio Kansel, jou daaglikse reisgenoot, 657 AM.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details, or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Sasendla nawe ke mzalwane, in case you thought you were going to sleep, ungabusalala. Ungabusalala. Little izwi lika Thixo, the workers slept. Simenge nyawo ngoku ngoba simvile uThixo ngomoya kaThixo. Duduza serenade.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Yeah, bazalwane siyathandaza this morning. Sizogiya sithi Thixo usenzele kakhulu, wasenzela kakuhle, uzungasishiyi naka ngoku ke Thixo wethu uhlale nathi maxesha onke. Coming up next, my family, if you've just joined us, a special broadcast between 7 and 8 this morning, and we welcome presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa, Reverend Phumla Nzimande, standing by on the line. Reverend, good morning to you, Mama, this morning, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Ayanda, and good morning to Abalaleli Abasimakaya.
Indeed, Mama, we are absolutely delighted that you could be part of this prayer of thanksgiving. I was completely moved by some of the sentiments that you shared as we gathered out in at Grace Bible Church just before the elections. And as Reverend Hermie Diamonds has said this morning, that we thought, look, we are not going to be like the nine lepers. We are going to be like the one that is coming back to the Lord to say, Bawo, usenzeleka kuhle this morning. Let me hand over to you, Mom.
Thank you so much. Bazalwane, as we come into this time of prayer, I want to read from 1 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 to 15, and it reads, "That day, David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Remember the wonders that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations." This is the word of the Lord this morning. Umbali walencwadi ubhala ngelaxesha when Israel came back to the promised land after bengenile ekuthunjeni eBabiloni. And the writer then records the great acts of God in the lives of the people of Israel, as if reminding the nations that through the ups and downs, uThixo sakhona, through the pain and suffering of the years of exile, God is still God on the throne, and God is in control. Now, if you read the full chapter, Ayanda, if you read the full chapter, you will discover that in the text, the Ark of the Covenant had just returned to Israel. Umphongolo wesivumelwano wawungekho, kodwa kule ncwadi siyifundayo, umphongolo uqeda ukubuyiselwa kwaSirayeli. Now, you would remember ukuba umphongolo was a constant reminder to the Israelites that they are a royal priesthood, that they are not just any nation, but they are God's chosen people to show the world how to live as God's people. The Ark was the dwelling place of God. It was a symbol that our God is not a spectator God, but he is a God who's involved in the lives of his people. And so prior to this, the Ark had been stolen in battle during the years of turmoil in the life of the nation. And this was devastating because for the Israelites, umphongolo was a sign ukuthixo nathi asikho sodwa. But listen to this, xa sizothandaza. After 7 months of umphongolo ungekho esizweni, the ark is returned during the reign of Saul. We kumbuli ngoku Saul. But Saul went into strange. Said ukuba iark bayifake Jerusalem. Saul left the ark 10 kilometers. Saul and the administration yakhe left the ark 10 kilometers from Jerusalem. I don't know why they did this. Maybe they were too comfortable as a nation, but to say hambagashe, and they relaxed and left the ark and forgot the acts of God. God wa ayanda indenge ithandayo is that when David becomes king, he makes a conscious decision to return the ark to its rightful place.
Come on,
because the ark belonged at the center of the nation.
Sure.
The rightful place was where it could serve as a reminder. It could serve as a moral compass. It could serve as a conscience to the leaders. Today, the Ark of the Covenant is not the physical Ark.
No.
But for us, the Ark of the Covenant is tembiso, written in our hearts. We shall be his people, and he shall be our God. And so the Ark of the Presence, the Ark of the Presence is with us, singamaKrestu. And when David comes into power, whilst everyone was comfortable, he becomes restless. Kudingakala ayanda amakholwa zobhaquza until izinto zikaThixo zihamba kahle and the word of God is exalted in this nation. UDavide wabhaquza, he was uncomfortable until the Ark was in his right place. Do you know what, ayanda? Do you know what, Mlalele Khaya? Ours is to remember the Ark. Sikhumbule izithembiso zikaThixo xa kunje. And when the Ark was in its rightful place, from verse 7, kuvela izwi lendumiso, iculo lendumiso. And David led abapriesti ukuba bayocula iculo lendumiso. When the Ark was in its rightful place, praises became natural. Prayer became natural. A focus on God became natural. And David calls the nation to a time of thanksgiving and praise. And he says, let us boast of God. What are we boasting of today? We boast because God has done great things in the life of this nation. We prayed for the success of the election. We prayed for safety. We prayed for an election filled with peace, free from fear and intimidation, and which expresses the will of the people. And God has had us. Bulelani kuYehova kube lungile, kube inceba zakhe ziningona phakade. And if the will of God is divided, or the will of the people right now is divided, so be it. But we celebrate that we can express our democratic right through this election that we've had. And we commit ourselves that the Ark of the Covenant will be in its place in this nation.
Hallelujah.
David says, tell the nations what God has done. South Africa, we are a testimony of the greatness of God. For through our history as a nation, God has been present. From colonization to apartheid to democracy, God has been present. And so our constant song, even today, is Thula Sizwe, Thula Sizwe, ungabokhali uJehova wakho uzokunqobela. Our God is going to conquer for us even during this time, and we celebrate that before it even happens. And even at this time of uncertainty, we praise our God who is already creating a highway in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And even during this time, let us ascribe to God his rightful place in the life of this nation. Let us remember his faithfulness. Let us give thanks in season and out of season. And as amaKrestu, let us return the ark to its rightful place at the center of this nation. Ikeyiya yomnqophiso umphongolo wezivumelwano mawubuyiselwe endaweni yawo eSouth Africa. NgoKristu Yesu masingene kule mini yanamhlanje saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The SACC has called that today becomes a time of prayer as we continue to pray for the nation, as we bring our petitions, and as we bring our thanksgiving before God. And so, kuzo zonke inkonzo siyakuzona namhlanje, masingalibali ukuthandazela iSouth Africa nezinqubo ezizothathwa in the coming few days. NgoKristu Yesu, inkosi yethu, masithandaze. You speak, O God.
Yes, Lord.
When you speak, O God, nature springs to life.
And
so we thank you for this beautiful day. Ah, Nkosi yeSabatha sisekhe emhlabeni. Siyakubulela Thixo wethu omane ukusithwala. Ngoba wena uthembekile umuhle futhi awuhlulwa lutho. Nangaso lesikhathi Nkosi usakhona in the life of our nation. You are the God who speaks, and when you speak, O God, prophets denounce injustice. We thank you, O God, for the gift of those prophets who awaken prophetic urgency and agency in our nation. You speak, O God, and people perform acts of grace and love. And so we thank you, O Lord, for the gift of fellow human beings. We have come to praise you because you are worthy. We have come to give you thanks because you renew our hope. Unithemba lethu eliphilile nelimile neliqinile. We have come to worship you because you walk with us everywhere and every day of our lives. And as we worship you as a nation, as we go on our knees as a nation, as we raise our hands in thanksgiving, we thank you, O God, that you are already building your throne here in South Africa, and that the ark is returning to its rightful place as the nation turns towards you. And we pray that you'll take your place in the life of this nation, in every town, in every village. Be exalted and take your place. And so we lift our hands up to you and give you praise for your faithfulness during this season of election. We do not stop praying and praising you for those who committed themselves in the observer missions. Those, O God, who put their lives at risk through our police force. We praise you for those individuals. And we praise you for those politicians who have put their hands up to say, I can lead this nation. We pray that you will equip them with your spirit. We pray that you will equip them with your ethics and integrity as they continue to serve this nation and to serve you, O God. So bless us now, especially as we prepare for this day, which is your day, the day when Christ rose from the dead. Bless us now and prepare us to be a sanctuary for your spirit as we return the ark to its rightful place. Receive our praises and may our prayers rise up to you as incense into the heavens. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Mama. Wow, siyabulela Somandla. What an incredible time and what a joy it is to know, Mama, that, you know, first of all, our leaders are accessible. And that when a call for prayer comes, we are not a nation whose leaders depend just on the people, that the leaders themselves, especially of the church, are able to take up the call. Siyabulela kakhulu, Mama, and may you have a really blessed day today. The Lord really bless you.
Amen. Bless you too. Thank you.
That was Reverend Phumla Ndamande. My family, Umama, is the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa. And the call, let the ark of the Lord be returned to its rightful place this morning. 2 Samuel, in case you're wondering, another version, chapter 6, verse 11 to 5 and 15. I'm just going to read part of verse 11. When the man carrying the Ark of Covenant of the Lord had walked 6 steps, David sacrificed a bull and a fat calf. Then David danced with all his might before the Lord. he had on a holy linen vest. David and all the Israelites shouted with joy. They blew trumpets as they brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the city. The Lord be blessed indeed as his word continues to reverberate through the airwaves into each and every corner of our nation.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
We make way now, my family, as we continue in the mode of prayer, thanking you so much for joining in and for standing in agreement and for interceding in the background. This is what church should sound like on a Sunday morning, my family, here on Radio Pulpit, 27 minutes after 7. That is your time, a special broadcast with the leaders of the church leading us in a prayer of thanksgiving and supplications and petitions before the Lord. We now make way for Reverend Mosin Tla, who is the General Secretary of the Evangelical Alliance of South Africa. And I do remember Mfundisi, an elder in the body, absolutely instrumental in organizing people around the time of the COVID, you know, when the church was uncertain and unsettled, not knowing, are we going to worship? What are we going to do? Reverend Ndla was absolutely instrumental in setting order and direction for the church. Gumoya katiko yimini yekawe basalwane.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Yeah, it's a Sunday morning, my family. It's the day of the Lord. It's a Sunday morning. Yeah, Duduza Serenade ushering us into a time of prayer. Mighty big shout out and thank you so much to Reverend Pumlan Zimanda. What a word this morning. Utumfundisi, abantwana bakaThixo kumele baphakuze. We must be uncomfortable when the Ark of the Covenant is not in its place. What a word this morning. And of course, my family, we continue to appreciate our leaders for waking up on a winter morning. May this day go down in history as a day of remembrance where the leaders stood up and gave thanks to God and supplicated on behalf of our nation. And joining us right now, we have absolute pleasure welcoming my family, Reverend Mosin Tla, who is no stranger to the body of Christ and certainly an elder, a respected elder with roots as deep as I don't know how, having done so much, you know, to bring together, organize, administrate the body of Christ. What an incredible history and work that he has done. Mfundisi, good morning to you and thank you again for giving us your time.
And good morning to you. Delighted to be here this morning.
Yeah, it is indeed, Mfundisi. It does sound like we might have a sound issue. I don't know if we're going to need to try and reconnect on a better line. And if we absolutely must do that, Mfundisi, what I'll do is we'll take a quick sound and I'll try and see if I can get you on a better line. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mfundisi, my family, this morning. And if you're joining us, it's 31 minutes after 7. That is your time. In case you're wondering what's happening, don't worry. Programming continues on the other side of 8 o'clock. We decided, in fact, leadership decided that, look, today was a good day to come together as the body to try and get some prayers and to really support the call by the South African Council of Churches for the body of Christ to continue praying for South Africa.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
33 after 7 is your time, my family. Radio Pulpit, you're on 657 AM. In case you've got friends and family across the globe who'd like to join in this special broadcast, please do encourage them to live stream radiopulpit.co.za. Otherwise, join in via DSTV if you're local here in the country, channel 882. And we are 607 on Open View. Mfundisi is back on the line. Mfundisi, good morning and thank you again for your time.
Good morning. Good morning, and good morning to the listeners in Radio Pulpit. Glad to be here.
No, absolutely. We truly appreciate it, Mfundisi. We trust you well. Let me start by appreciating your availability on a Sunday morning. It's not like you don't have things to do on a Sunday morning, Mfundisi, but you've prioritized us, and we absolutely appreciate that. We've set aside time this morning to give thanks to the Lord for having presided over our elections as we came together as the body to ask. But more than anything else, just following through the circular of the South African Council of Churches, you know, calling for a time of continued prayer, Mfundisi, as we watch, you know, the outcome, the true outcome then of the elections ahead of the National Assembly, which will be happening or should be happening in the next week or so. Mfundisi, let me hand over to you to share what is in your heart this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to just open up reflections this morning, just reading in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. I'd like to read just a couple of verses there. Paul is writing this letter to a church in Ephesus, and he says the following. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
Sure.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So I think Paul is writing to a church in Ephesus, and it could very well have been a church in South Africa, could very well have been to our society, our nation. Mm-hmm. And I can also boldly claim that it also means that each one of us as individuals should find ourselves addressed by this Apostle Paul in terms of how we live in these days. But I'd like to think about it more in terms of our society and our leadership, our politics at this point. The exhortation to be careful, I think, talks to the issue of why, of how it is that as a people we could be reckless at this time. We could play and squander a very critical moment in our nation's history, which has come upon us, to select a future among several futures, a future of hope, a future of prosperity, a future of reconciliation, or we can select a future of our own choice, where we each one wants to be a winner takes all. And so it calls for a wise leadership. It calls at this time for us to recognize that this opportunity may not always be there. You know, I think that God is giving us one more opportunity. We've had for how many times now very peaceful elections. We've had political parties coming together to peacefully elect who their leaders should be. Mm-hmm. And we've had this, when you compare it with other countries, we realize how rare that is. How even in the advanced economies, like the USA, that elections can be contested in a way that it brings the whole nation to a place of almost collapse. And in that sense, it's important for us and every South African to realize it's an opportunity God gives us. We should not be foolish in the way we approach it. Mm-hmm. We should be wise. And I'd like to just add that being wise, if you want to think about what that looks like, it means to have regard to what the Word of God is saying. So if you think about it, only in an old prophet, David, once said, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Sure.
And so if we fear the Lord, if we have regard for his word, we make ourselves wise. And I think it is important as our nation to have regard to what God is saying to us and look at how we might use this moment with regards to what his counsel tells us in the Bible. And we take this moment that indeed we'd like to align ourselves with what the SACC has released in terms of a statement of prayer instead of a statement of saying as churches, we recognize how this is a very trying moment for our leaders. And many leaders are at a loss about what to say, what to do with the coalition and group discussions that are underway or the government of national unity.
Mm.
All of these are the choices we have to make, and we have to be praying for our leaders to make these choices with wisdom, to make these choices not in a way that looks at self-interest alone. And we have a notoriety in our country where political parties have looked at their own self-interest rather than the interest of the nation at large.
Mm.
Now, it's this moment that Paul is warning about. But do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Understand what the Lord's will is. You know, there's nothing that confuses a soul than
sure.
not knowing what the Lord's will is. When we do not know what the Lord's will is, well, everything is gained. Every suggestion from wherever quarter would sound like a good idea. And we have to be especially careful that we have our ears attentive to what God's will is. And this is where, I think, as a church, we have to say, have we done enough to proclaim the will of the Lord to the people of this country? Thankfully, when you look over history, we can say, yes, indeed, over hundreds of years, the church has been present in South Africa. It has been present during the years of struggle. It has been present post that 1994 moment.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sense in which, through ministries like Radio Pulpit and a whole number of preachers who have crisscrossed the length and breadth of this country, speaking out and calling the people of this country to the will of the Lord, there's a sense in which there's some familiarity with the will of God. And
yes.
I think that we can say that people who would choose bloodshed, who would choose racial hatred, who would choose self-interest, who would choose looking after their own party rather than the nation at large, these people are not doing the Lord's will. So our counsel would be, do not be foolish. The apostle calls that foolish when you do not know what the will of the Lord is. And so we'd like to present this as a challenge not only to us as a church, but also to political parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know that South Africans tend to say, well, you know, we must remember the sins of all of the parties, those that have sinned against this nation in apartheid days, remember them. And those that have sinned in recent years, according to the report of Zondo, remember them. In all number of other ways that other people have sinned, it's a moment where we can't allow the memory of the past to so overshadow the opportunities of the future that we fail to take the right decision at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be praying into that and ask the Lord to especially guide our leaders, but also to guide our people so that we do support our leaders in the choices they make so that God will prosper our nation.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Amen, Dada.
God, we come to you with gratitude for this moment in history, this moment where you have brought us in South Africa, South Africa to a place where for the first time in a very long time, there is no outright winner in our democracy. Since 1948, this country has been led by one party, either the Nationalist Party or the African National Congress, and for the first time there is no outright winner. And it's a moment, Lord, we'd like to discern wisely, as your word tells us. It's a moment that we'd like to discern with gratitude, a moment we'd like to discern to determine for ourselves what your will is at this time in our nation. Help us to make the right choice. Help us help our leaders to make the right decisions. Help them as they negotiate the best possible future for us. May it be so that none will think about the fortunes of their own party more than the fortunes of the nation. Help us, and our leaders will know what it is that the will of the Lord is at this point, that they'll make the right choices. We pray for our people, and it may very well be those who are angry at the outcomes of our elections, the people who might want to turn to violence. We thank you that up till now we have not seen violence. We thank you that the elections were peaceful. But now, Lord, there are voices that come over the social media that instigating instability, that instigate with violence. And we pray that, Lord, would you arrest the spirit of violence? Would you arrest this turmoil that threatens to spring up in certain quarters of our society? We pray that there will be peace in this land. We pray that you will guide people from every province, every urban and rural areas, that, Lord, all of us will look to know what the will of the Lord is, and will not be foolish in a time such as this, but will be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, that we will, with courage and with bravery, select a future that is best possible one for our society, for our children, for our children's children. May it be, Lord. May you grant the wisdom necessary for the moment, and may the church stand ready to continually pray for this moment. And we ask for it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dada. Siyambule Luthixo, we have heard and absolutely encouraged. And I think also those of us who had been, you know, a little bit slow in our pace of prayer, we've been deeply encouraged this morning. The Lord really bless you, Dada, as you prepare for the rest of the day. And we really hope to check in with you again sometime soon.
Thank you, Dada.
My family, Reverend Mosin Tla, General Secretary of the Evangelical Alliance of South Africa, TISA. Incredible word coming through in prayer this morning. We continue to thank the Lord, Bazalwane. A quick break, and we are crossing over now all the way to prepare way for Archbishop Dr. Thabo Makgoba, who will be joining us as we conclude our time of prayer to declare a blessing over our country and to take the benefit addiction for us this morning. 47 after 7 is your time.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
1999 was the year. A year that some of us may have considered a transition into the 2000s, my family. Annelie van Rooyen with a track titled Hallelujah. And that's exactly how we welcome Archbishop Dr. Thabo Makgoba joining us on the line this morning, Bishop of the Cape Town and Metropolitan for the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, sitting president of the South African Council of Churches. Archbishop, good morning to you, sir. And thank you so much for giving us your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning. May it be a blessed day indeed.
Amen, Dada. Abafundi sibathandazile this morning, Archbishop. Kuthethiwe, a wonderful word has come through, and we want to hand over this opportunity to you as the Archbishop of the Anglican Church of South Africa to just declare a blessing, you know, over our country, Dada, just reflecting and taking notes from everything that we've seen God do since we prayed out in Soweto last month.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We pray for a peaceful election and our petitions were granted. We pray for free and fair elections, even serving as observers, and our prayers were answered. We pray for magnanimity in accepting the outcome of the elections. Now, at a point where no one has the majority, we pray for unity and collegiality as parties seek to form a government. May the needs of those on the margins be at the heart of their engagements and exploration. May the interests of power and politics take second place to those of peace and stability and prosperity. So guide and support the leaders of political parties and strengthen the agency of all South Africans, for you live and reign, one God, well without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, Dada, thank you so much this morning. Just before we let you go, it is tradition, you know, that we take the benediction after we've had such an incredible time in the presence of the Lord, if you could lead us in that.
So go into the world in peace, be of good courage, fight the good fight of faith, that you may finish your course with joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen, Dada. Thank you so much. This was so wholesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andra.
My family, Archbishop Dr. Thabo Makgoba, and that's how we conclude, but not before this incredible message that was sent out from Archbishop Makgoba yesterday, just encouraging you and I as we cross over to 8 o'clock and church continues here on Radio Pulpit, just to encourage you and I, my family, as the body of Christ, to persist in the place of prayer, considering where we are as a nation.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
My name is Archbishop Thabo Makgoba, the president of the South African Council of Churches and the Anglican Archbishop of Cape Town. The church leaders of South Africa met, representing various denominations and provincial formations and our partners, and we reflected on the disasters in the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and other parts of South Africa. We were pained to see the devastating effect of natural disasters and its consequent impact on those particularly who have very little means of mitigating against such, thus creating environmental injustice. We are grateful to our numbers who have given generously to alleviate such impact, and we pray that more of our churches will give more. We also reflected on the aftermath of the elections for the 7th administration, and we urged our followers and all people of faith on this 7th of June, or before and after, to continue to pray for our political leaders as they reflect on who to partner with in the formation of the new administration. And as the collective, we pray that the values of inclusivity, of sharing, of caring, particularly for those in the peripheries of society, rather than only the pursuit of profit, should undergird the formation of such a government. And we opened ourselves, if needed, for any work of reconciliation, of bringing people together. We recommitted ourselves that we are available in whatever form to enable that to happen. So as we go into this weekend, to our parishioners and followers, please do pray. And beyond this weekend, pray for South Africa, our beautiful country that we love, and we want it also to love its people, and through our leadership to care particularly for those in the periphery of society.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
And that's where we leave it this morning. Tebelo Sekwene with Ofananaye. Mighty big appreciation to each and every one of our special guests joining us, starting with Reverend Hermie Dammons this morning, my family, whose vision it was that we come back to the place of prayer to give thanks to the Lord. And thank you so much. He is the chairperson of the Radio Pulpit Board, amongst many other titles and responsibilities. My family, Reverend Phumla Nzamande, presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa, Reverend Sintla, General Secretary of TISA, and Archbishop Dr. Thabo Makgoba this morning, Bishop of the Cape Town and Metropolitan for the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, President of the South African Council of Churches. It's been a wonderful time of prayer and worship, and may that spirit continue with us throughout my family as we watch over the Word of God to manifest itself. 8 o'clock is your time. Church continues on Radio Pulpit.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.